Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com. Guys, Underdog Fantasy is the only place I go. That's the only place I go because you download the app, you use promo code Lance on your first deposit. They're going to match up to $100 on your first deposit, and then you're good to go. You look in your account, you're like, wow, I just put $200 in, and I just got an extra $100, so that's $300 total for me to play with. And before you know it, you're setting up your daily fantasy lineups in basketball and hockey. In pro football, you've got a variety of, and I'm talking about large tournaments where you have a chance to win big money. Or you can play in head-to-head matchups, which is, I think, some of your best chances to win is just getting a $25 head-to-head against another competitor. And you are going to find that, hey, man, this is great. I'm using my fantasy football knowledge to make real money. You can also do it on the Pick'em. They have a Pick'em format where you go higher or lower on the stats. And you have to pick at least two. You can pick as many as five. But it pays out multipliers of whatever your original play is. So if your original play is $10 and you pick three of them right, it's going to pay 6-1, for example. 10-1 with four and 20-1 if you hit five of them. They even have an insurance feature where the payouts are lower, but you don't have to win every single one of those highs and lows. Make sure that you go to Underdog Fantasy, download the app, use promo code Lance, and they'll match up to $100. But you must be 18 or older to play and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
So, Denmark is playing Australia right now. Switzerland, the Netherlands,
Belgium.
Belgium
and
Sweden.
So I think Belgium and the Netherlands should be forced to combine teams. I think Switzerland and Denmark should be forced to combine teams.
Well,
who else?
They should do this just for themselves. Like, have you ever gone
and Italy and Greece? Italy and Greece. It's kind of like you're the same.
It's
people.
The same thing.
Yeah.
It's all olive oil. Olive skin people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, with goats and stuff. Yes.
Yeah.
It's all the same. So.
With goats and stuff.
Well, I mean, up there, I've been up there. I've been to Sweden. I've been to Holland, Amsterdam.
Have you ever been to Kansas or Nebraska?
I've driven through. I never stopped. I wouldn't want to do that.
It's kind of bullcrap that you spent time in Europe, but you haven't even seen the Europe of the United States.
Kansas?
And Nebraska.
And Nebraska.
Yeah.
Okay. But they're like little states. They're like little Rhode Island states. You could drive through there in like 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to combine just to, you know, just to become bigger in case someone attacks them like Germany. Okay?
Well, because they do have a reputation.
Yeah. I mean, how did Germany take a... Oh, they just walked into Poland. Okay.
You guys are awfully... Yeah, you guys are awfully... You're awfully confident that nothing's going to happen with Germany again. I mean, shouldn't you be ganging up and then make your soccer teams better?
Yeah. No. And because guess what? Germany gangs up on you with soccer, too.
And mostly you need to do this just because John and I get confused about
who
you are.
No, I don't
all
even
the
know
time.
Who you are. Like, Holland has so many
kind
names.
Of people.
Holland has so many names. Stop already. Like, we're the United States. That's it. Well, we're the Yanks, too, right? You know, you're a bunch of Yanks, right?
I think so. Yeah, but only the Brits can call us that.
Yeah, I think that Australians call us that too.
And I call the Yankees the Yanks, or anyone north, or we say Yankees.
Anyone,
you know,
north Opelousas, in Louisiana.
Well, yeah,
yeah.
So I mean, there's a lot of ways you can, and so there's a lot of confusion there also.
Right. So I just don't feel like, we should be playing the Netherlands. We should. I just don't understand them. I just don't get it. And they can't beat us. It's like we're playing Rhode Island in soccer, right? Mm-hmm. Shouldn't we be beating their ass? Honestly.
I mean, in theory, the U.S. is way, way bigger than than the Netherlands.
Like, if we were going to start a war with them, it would be over.
No, we would
like,
crush them, and yet like in soccer, they're the favorite.
But yeah, I know. It just doesn't make any sense.
They're technically proficient, and we're just the crazy lunatics running around.
Running around as hard, as fast as we can. Wherever the ball is, we are all...
I believe that I will run!
Wherever the ball is, we just go chase after it.
And they're just sitting back there. Hey, look at this. Just yo-yoing the ball back and forth. Hey, look at this, guys. Come on out here a little bit more. Bang!
Yeah.
Through, past, goal. 1-0. Insurmountable. The more I look at this, I'm not sure we're going to be able to score.
What? Oh, who do we
want
to score?
They have two matches where they have, I don't think we're going to be able to score against the Netherlands.
What are you talking about? They can't score against us. We've given up one goal.
They've given up one
goal.
In
three games.
They've given up one goal.
Oh, this is going to be...
Over, under,
are we going,
one.
Okay. Do we go to PKs in this one?
I could see it going to PKs.
Okay, you could, absolutely.
I could see it going to PKs. And do we have... I mean, Glenn Davis just told us one of the problems we have is not having that top-flight striker. PKs, you like to have some guys that can bang it a little bit.
Yeah, and anytime you would like to have that, don't you? I mean, we're
gotta
just...
Got to score. Man, you got to get...
Just one goal.
Just put one goal in the net and then try to hang on for life like you have in two other times.
And you didn't one time, though. I don't love that strategy.
You know what's weird? Like, I was terrified of Iran. Felt like it's like, I don't know how we're going to keep them from scoring to England. I don't know. I didn't feel like England was as big a threat. They didn't feel that threatening to me.
No, actually. Iran and
England's getting
and
beat.
And Wales was a lot
stage.
More.
England's going to get beat.
But England didn't have the pressure on them, though. You know what?
Well, you know, England put three on Wales yesterday. They put five or six on Iran, and they couldn't do anything against us.
Uh-uh. We're badass. I don't think we're getting enough credit.
Is the U.S. team...
No, Berhalter would have caught it, though, if they tied that game.
Yeah. Is the U.S. team comparable to the 85 Bears? I think that's the question everyone's asking right now. Are they as good as the 2000 Ravens defense?
Is the U.S.?
Is the U.S. defensively as good as the 2000 Ravens?
Yeah,
that's what everyone's really asking right now.
I really feel
like they're so hard to score on. England scores on everybody. They couldn't even get a sniff. Who had more shots on goal? England or the U.S.? Well, shots on goal. Did you know that
There's shots and then there's shots on goal.
Do you know that that's not considered a shot on goal if you hit the crossbar or if you hit the post at all?
It has to go in or towards the.
Well, I was talking to Andrew. Andrew knows a lot. The producer for the Wheelhouse. He knows a lot about soccer. He knew everything about every player yesterday, every player on the U.S. men's national team. But to me, he said that's a little bit of an argument in soccer about that. To me, if you hit the goal, it could be, you know, if you're off by, if it changes 6 to 7 inches, the flight, it could easily carom into a goal. To me, that should be a shot on goal. That doesn't make sense that doesn't, and not that anyone in soccer cares.
I'm really having a hard time, Karen, right now about that.
You think that's not a shot on goal if you hit the goal?
I really
does it make you? Does it make your sphincter pucker up?
No, actually.
Does it go? Oh my God! Yes,
yeah,
it does. That's a shot on
but
goal.
But if it couldn't have gone in, then it didn't go in.
If it makes you go, that's a shot on goal.
No.
If it makes, and how many times did we do that with Iran yesterday? I did that a couple times, and it wouldn't consider a shot on goal. That one where the guy turned and hooked it around there, I was like, oh, that's a if it makes you verbally gasp, and that's a shot on goal.
Your sphincter pucker?
Yeah, like, oh.
Yeah.
That's how you should start counting. Soccer should listen to me.
Soccer does.
I got some really good stuff that I've been cooking up.
Soccer needs to listen to you.
Soccer really needs to listen to me.
I think these countries need to listen to me.
You know what my favorite thing was?
Get together.
Back when people used to talk about, okay, here's what needs to happen. It needs to be more like basketball where you have shootouts or like hockey where you start doing shootouts and like everyone's like, shut up, non-soccer people. Quit telling us how to do World Cup.
But hockey actually, listen. Hey, hockey, you know what you need to do in overtime? 3-on-3. You know what hockey does now? 3-on-3 and 4-on-4 with the goalie. But they take guys off
that's
the ice. They make it a lot faster.
Yeah, but they've done everything.
If they took like six guys off of the pitch.
If you haven't paid attention, have you just checked out a hockey randomly? Like, well, 5-4 here in the third period. Like, 5-4?
Right.
And this, they did this a few years back where they just said, we got to have more scores.
We got to have more scores.
We got to have more action. Plus, but there's a big difference between the biggest international sport in the world and the one that's like, well, although hockey's made a little bit of a comeback, the TV deals are better. Yeah. Like, hockey has seen a little bit of a resurgence.
We don't care about it here.
We don't care about it. No. And do you do you think if we got a hockey team, there'd be an initial excitement? Do you think it would hold up?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Do you think hockey would plant firm roots here, an NHL team, and they would have a very devoted fan base?
Yes. Yes.
We're not a devoted fan base in general as a people.
Well,
but, as long as you win, we're devoted.
And no. We could support hockey here. We absolutely could.
We can't support football anymore.
What are you talking about? We don't want to support
football. Well, yeah, that's probably
different. That's different. We don't.
We don't want to support
Cal
anyone.
Is Cal going to own the hockey team?
Hold on, we don't want to support anybody that's not a winner. Do we support the Astros when they don't win? Do we support the Rockets? We do to an extent.
Well, we couldn't even see them though. Remember, that was a problem
at one point.
Yeah, but if Cal owns the hockey team, then no.
I do not want to live in a world where Cal owns a hockey team.
He can't handle this.
The only guy that knows less about hockey than me. And that's a pretty, and I feel pretty good
about
making that comment.
Well, he knows a lot less about football than you, too. And he's been around it for 22 years. And it's just.
Who do you believe, Cal or David Anderson about.
David Anderson.
About the, or Sage Roosevelt, I should say.
B.
About playing video games. Cal said it didn't happen. Sage said it did.
B.
Yeah, I did too. I believe Sage.
Yeah, I believe Sage, too.
I believe that Sage tells truth.
I believe in HRP. That's what I believe in. I believe that HRP is the place for you to go get your payroll on. I believe that HRP is the place where you can get it better than you can get it in other places. Because we know this for a fact because we had another payroll company. And that payroll company wasn't as good. So we went with HRP. And HRP took care of that business for us. You know what HRP did? They charged us less than the other place did because we had more employees. They customized the deal perfect for us. They took care of, and they have taken care of our HR needs. Yes, we've had some HR issues here, and HRP was right there for us, helping us out. And if we didn't do it right, then we could pay for it, and it would be costly. You know what else is costly? When you don't do the Affordable Care Act right. And HRP always makes sure that that's perfect because they have experts in the field that work for them. So you're looking for that payroll company that's going to take care of that stuff for you, and they're going to take care of all of that stuff, and they're going to give you options on your benefits packages. That's HRP. Don't go with the other guys because they're going to, at some point, they are going to job you on something. So if you're looking for a payroll company that's going to have integrity and do it right for you, HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, let's talk about getting your best offers for homeowners insurance. And why do I mention homeowners insurance? Well, because homeowners insurance is a high ticket. I mean, it's a high-ticket item. You're going to have to pay a little bit of money for homeowners insurance because you're insuring your home. This is the most expensive thing that you're going to own, and you've got to have good insurance. You've got to have A-rated insurance. The problem is most of you are going to have A-rated insurance, but you're not going to have a competitive rate because we're not used to searching for competitive rates. We're not a nation of shoppers. And so what TGS Insurance does is they shop for you with a variety of A-rated insurance companies that they have inside their system. What they do is you text the word money to 232323. It alerts the system that you want to shop for homeowners insurance. They ask you immediately, a text comes back, what is your address? You give your address. And within 15 seconds, you're going to have a firm quote back on your phone texted to you for your homeowners insurance. Compare it to what you're paying now and see what the savings are going to be. The average savings for people who switch are right at $900. So this is a great opportunity for you to put more of your money back in your pocket. Find competitive rates without staying on the phone all day long, making call after call after call. Do it in 15 seconds by texting the word money to 232323. That's TGS Insurance.
The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We had this conversation a little bit earlier. I don't know how Tennessee is ahead of Alabama. I just don't get it. Head-to-head, Tennessee won.
How they're not ahead,
strength
you mean?
Strength of schedule, how they're not ahead.
Yeah.
How they're not ahead. Tennessee's not ahead of Alabama. strength of schedule. Tennessee is 7th, Alabama 8th. Versus top 25 teams, Tennessee has 2 wins. Alabama has 1, and it was Texas. And that's it. That's the only top 25 win Alabama has. Tennessee has at LSU, and they beat Alabama. And then versus common opponents, Tennessee beat the snot out of LSU, and Alabama lost to LSU. Meanwhile, they both played Vanderbilt and crushed them. But it's like that's the criteria, and yet the playoff committee still has Alabama ahead of Tennessee. I don't get it. If there chaos does ensue,
you do get it. It's all Hendon Hooker. That's the only reason.
But that is really unfair to them.
It's unfair.
So it's unfair to every other player on that team.
It is, but we had this conversation way back when Kenyon Martin got hurt for Cincinnati. And the question was whether or not they should be a number one. They lost Kenyon Martin, then they lost the conference championship game, frankly, because of it. And, you know, it was like, what do you do when your best player's gone? And I don't actually know that Hendon Hooker's the best player. I think Hyatt might be, but Hendon Hooker's clearly the most important. But for me, you know, my biggest issues with Tennessee are they're bad defensively. That's a big concern. But the other concern is that, yeah, you don't have your signal caller. But I think one of the things that I would point out is that putting 55 on Vanderbilt in those conditions with a backup quarterback, that was actually really impressive.
Yeah.
And it might be a sign that they are independent. Like when Kurt Warner came in for Trent Green, Kurt Warner and the offense did not miss a beat. And we've seen this before in football where
not only didn't miss a beat, they won the Super Bowl.
Well, every year Ohio State quarterbacks are in the mix for they're not great pro quarterbacks, and every year they're in the mix for Heisman trophies. Why? Because they work well in the system. Maybe Tennessee's system and all the pieces around them are good enough for another quarterback to come in and be competitive.
I just don't think it's fair.
Cardale Jones came in for Ohio State.
Third string.
Yeah, I mean, well, actually, that's the argument, is the Cardale Jones argument.
Right, and when they won the national championship out of the 4 seed. It's unfair to that program that their criteria, all the criteria that they face is better than Alabama.
Agreed.
They beat them head-to-head.
This is a nick.
And they're going to be nicked because they lost their quarterback.
It's a Nick Saban, Bryce Young nod, and a quarterback nod. All of it works together, but you're right. Tennessee, now that was a very close game. That was an evenly played game at Tennessee, but they still did get the win. But obviously losing quarterback now, their only loss is to Georgia. Well, no, that's not true now because they lost to Georgia. No, that is South Carolina. In South Carolina, yeah. And the South Carolina one killed them.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely.
That's where he got hurt, but they were banned. But I'll tell you this. South Carolina at the end beat Clemson and beat Tennessee. South Carolina turned into a really good football team at the end.
I have a friend of mine with an over bet for wins for South Carolina. Do you think he expected to get that with Tennessee and Clemson still up?
Yeah, and got it. 8-4. And South Carolina is now ranked.
No, are you sure they finished 8-4?
8-4.
Yeah, well, he went over the total. I think his total was 6.5.
Oh, yeah.
So he already won it with the Tennessee win, but he was looking at that saying, well, we ain't getting this.
They just snuck into the top 25 this week.
Rattler's played great. Now I'm going to have to write up Spencer Rattler. He's probably going to come out now.
He actually
probably should.
Something happened.
Probably should come out. I know. I don't know what it was, but this is not the same Spencer Rattler that we've seen forever. This is the one that we heard about.
Right.
This Spencer Rattler, now, he had 2 turnovers last week, but this is really more like the Spencer Rattler that we've heard about.
Should the Texans draft him first overall?
Shut up. I can't do
that. No. That's how I thought that they would get. What about in the 4th round, picking up a Spencer Rattler?
No rounds.
Yeah.
No, I don't want crybaby weirdo.
How about getting Jimmy Garoppolo and then
you already
and then
told me with your Spencer Jeff Bagwell, Rattler. The general manager stuff.
Spencer.
You already got me on this one. I'm not letting you get me with Spencer Rattler, the Texans. And there's nobody who could, Lance, let's just talk about this thing. No, I've already seen the personality. I have no interest in taking that
He's
on.
A good kid. He's a good guy.
I have no interest in taking that personality on.
Better personality you want on your team, Spencer Rattler or Zach Wilson?
I guess Zach Wilson.
Really?
I mean, neither one. Well, you're asking me, like, which one would you slide down a river? Would you rather eat a platter full of boogers or slide down a... slide of of razor blades into a pool of, yeah, I mean, those are terrible.
Hypothetical Wednesday. This is something that we need to create, a hypothetical Tuesday or Wednesday or something. Okay. Uh-huh. You know, something creative like that.
Okay.
What
is it?
Okay, hypothetical.
That was a terrible
Wednesday.
A Zach Wilson, Spencer Rattler.
Wilson or Spencer Rattler, which one do you want on your team?
I guess Zach Wilson.
Really?
I guess. He's played pro football.
Who's looked better over the last 3 weeks?
In pro football?
In football.
Oh, Spencer Rattler.
Spencer Rattler.
Against Tennessee's defense and against Clemson. That was pretty good. Like I said, Spencer Rattler showed me who he was. I am 0% interested now. Ooh, yuck. No thanks.
All right. Well, that was our hypothetical Wednesday question here on the show. We may have created a new segment that no one else is doing in the city. So let's look at that. That was almost a goal in the 28th minute. Oh my gosh. Oh, they have an under over bet or they have a bet where you could no goals in the first 29 minutes.
So I think that goes all the way scored. But that goes all the way to 30 minutes, right? It has to be.
It goes
first 29 minutes.
Yeah, and the 29th minute would be 29 minutes.
29:59.
Yeah, right. All right, 9:29 ESPN 97.5. Ooh, there's a handball.
That's not a handball, guys. Let's just keep this thing moving.
That was not a handball.
That's not a handball.
That was in the box.
Play on.
That was a handball box.
Play on.
Holy
shnikes. So what happens
if
they go VAR when play stops and they stop it at like, Oh wait, and time keeps clicking, and they score 30 minutes and 30 seconds. It's still.
No, right.
Yeah.
Because the clock keeps going. All right, 9:30 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Let's talk about Coors Light. This is one of my favorite subjects
in the
world.
It's about time you talk to a Coors Light.
I don't talk about Coors Light enough in my life. I really, except as soon as I go to the bar, immediately, hey, you want a Coors Light? Yes, I want a Coors Light. There is a bar or a few bars that as soon as I walk in, it's just put down the Coors Light. It's like Norm at Cheers, right? John! Coors Light is waiting for me at the bar. That's how it should be. That's how I wish my life was at every bar. As soon as I walked in, they just put down a Coors Light, even if they didn't even know me. I wish I had that sign on my head that said, I drink Coors Light. I kind of do. I kind of feel like I do already. But it's not really fully impactful yet. I'm trying to get there. And you should get there, too. I would love for you to be there with me. If I see you out and about, say, hey, John, buy me a Coors Light. I'll buy you a Coors Light, okay? It's what I do. And we're going to go on Saturday morning, as a matter of fact. We need to go out and do it. We need to have Saturday morning. I'm going to find a place, and we're all going to go, and we'll drink Coors Lights watching the game.
Watching the game?
How about that?
We'll set it up.
Well, I'm going to set it up. I'm going to set it up for you right now, this Saturday, and I'll tell you where it's going to be, because we need to drink Coors Lights watching the U.S. team. That's the way you start your Saturday. I've always said you can't be drunk all day unless you start in the morning. So let's go. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. I'm going to set that up.
You are listening to...
Hey! Yeah, you! You better be listening to ESPN 97.5. And don't you dare turn that down.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys. Texas Custom Patios. Just heard from Stephen Shell. Just sent an email. First of all, he's excited about Luke Fickell, which is a Wisconsin guy. I'm sure he would be. The second thing is we're talking about the outdoor kitchen stuff. We've had a delay on that just because of some scheduling stuff, and I've already got everything, you know, picked out. We've looked at the different materials. I had a patio built by Texas Custom Patios in 2016. It finished in December of 16, and it's been phenomenal ever since then. Watch my games out there. Watch World Cup. Watch World Series. I've watched some great events out on the patio. I've had friends over. It's a great place to entertain. It's a great place to have your kids just go out and watch TV if you need a break from them and they need a break from you. It's a good spot to go out with family. If you get all your patio furniture set up, it can be a place where you go, you know, have people come out and you could do Easter outside in your patio. You have the kitchen built. Oh my gosh. You've got a grill, a cooktop. You've got your refrigerator out there. You can have everything you need right there in one space outdoors. So when the weather's not good, you're inside. When the weather's great, you're outside living the dream. Now they're doing swimming pools as well. And they're tremendous. I mean, really, really well built, well designed. Everything Stephen Shell does is that way. That's not a surprise. But if you go to their page. Go to TexasCustomPatios.com. You can see for yourself the amazing work that they are doing on a regular basis to turn your house into a home and really turn your outdoors into an oasis. Make sure you go to TexasCustomPatios.com and see the work that they do. TexasCustomPatios.com.
Look inside of my soul and you can find gold and maybe get rich. Look inside of your soul and you can find out it never hits you.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. This morning's Chronicle, the first story that you see is about a guy named Mike Spiller, who's a gymnastics coach here in the city of Houston and all over the country and actually all over the world, working with kids and accounts of, he's now in jail for accounts of sexual assault all the way dating back to 1983. Just unbelievable that this guy has been able to get away with this for so long, abusing kids. It's just terrible. And speaking of sexual assault, Deshaun gets here on Sunday. On Saturday, actually, he'll be here, but on Sunday he'll be on the field. And what do you think of some of his alleged victims or the people or the women that have sued him actually going to be in a suite at the game? I think it's
card carrying, one of the weirdest things I've ever heard of. It makes no sense to me. I saw this. I thought it was dumb. I think it feels like a publicity stunt by Tony Busby.
No, I don't feel that at all. Actually, I feel.
Well, how did it get out there publicly then?
Well, Tony Busby.
You really couldn't get a suite and keep it quiet?
Really? Tony Busby is going to keep something quiet? It shouldn't be kept quiet. And here's what it is. Is these women feel like, has justice really been served?
Why in the world are they going to watch Deshaun potentially beat the brakes off the Texans? This doesn't make any sense at all to me.
Well,
why would you want to go see your...
No, I think they're making a statement that this guy, this is the justice that he got. He gets to pick the team that he wants to go to. He gets $230 million. He does no jail time.
So sitting in a suite to Tony...
Allegedly abused all of these women.
Go stand out in front of NRG Stadium and do that.
But let's not forget, okay, what they're saying is let's not forget who this guy is.
I'm all for all that stuff. Sitting in a suite at a game to go watch the game, that doesn't feel like you want to take a big stance outside NRG Stadium and get newspapers there. That's one thing. Okay.
Well,
just like Tony's going to have some of ten of his clients go sit in a suite to watch the Texans versus Deshaun Watson, some of the accusers. Like, what? That's weird. Would you want to be in front of somebody who, like, would you want to go watch or be part of somebody who did something like that to you allegedly?
I wouldn't want to go to a Texans game regardless. Okay?
You know what?
You're rooting for the Texans to actually give you some kind of justice?
Yeah. Okay? Hey, Tony, what are you doing? This is very traumatizing to these women. Oh, having to watch Deshaun? No, the Texans. What are you talking about, Deshaun? No, the Texans. It starts there.
Haven't they been through enough?
Please stop this, Tony. You're doing this for trying to get attention. This is an attention-grabbing move, and all you're doing is hurting them even more by making them watch the Texans. I thought it was weird. This is an unusual thing to see.
I think that the attention should still be on them. Yeah, well, yeah, going to the game, maybe. Okay, I get your point. But they should have a presence there.
Okay, so the question now becomes, will they have... At any point during the broadcast, will they have, because this is what Tony's angling for, my guess is, will they have a picture or a camera shot of the women in the suite? Number one, you're showing their faces.
Yes, they absolutely will.
You think so?
Yes. I mean, they're making themselves public, though. I mean, they're declaring that they're in the suite, and Tony, and yes.
Which I thought was, like I said, none of this made sense to me. I thought it was an attention-grabbing thing, and I didn't think it was necessary. You could have done that before the game outside, as I mentioned. But the broadcasts have not shied away from, if you've watched any Browns games, the broadcasts have not shied away from talking about Deshaun Watson. I mean, it's not long-form conversations, but it's not like they pretend Deshaun never happened. We'll talk about that. This will be a topic of conversation I would assume on pregame shows, which I haven't watched for over a decade, and for sure during broadcast, how much time will they give it? Will it be, will it first be broached? Will they get into a conversation, the two people in the booth first or a sideline reporter first? Because that's a kind of a sideline reporter thing.
I talked to Tony Busby.
I was speaking with Tony Busby, the lawyer who represented the women who was at, and he said that like that's going to happen, right? Mm-hmm. Sideline reporter will have that conversation with Tony and will make it on air.
Yeah,
I think that happens.
I think it will too. Tony Busby will actually have a yes.
His name will end up on the air.
Oh no! Absolutely, he will. I mean, that's his goal, right?
The whole attention grabbing thing I talked about.
He kind of likes the attention. I guess being at the game is a little bit weird. Yeah. I mean, that they have to be put them through that. And what are you going to do?
How are you going to feel when they're booing them? Are you like standing up when there's a three and out clapping, which is a normal fan reaction, I guess. But yeah, what are you there so you can boo him or cheer when he throws a couple of touchdowns?
Are you going to be?
I know. I mean, have you thought about the potential for Deshaun scoring three touchdowns in front of his accusers? Like, that's not weird at all.
Yeah. I don't, I guess.
A potentially triumphant return to Houston? That's what they're doing? Going to a suite for that? After he just got all that guaranteed money? Okay, Tony, I guess that's the play.
Yeah. I guess outside would be the play. Outside picketing.
And not having to watch a game.
Yeah. Not having to watch
at all. And that goes for any Texans game.
If the Texans are, if you're trying to get justice from the Texans, that's just.
The Texans are going to. Extract. Yeah. I will say it will be pretty sweet if Deshaun has a bad game and the Texans win. And mine is less about that stuff for me. I mean that's a separate. I compartmentalize that separately. I can have my opinions about that, which you know I certainly think something went on there. There's no question. However, to me, I really believe that Deshaun Watson, the way he handled everything, was not only bad. I'm starting to become concerned that this was a long con. That Deshaun knew that he was going to sign his contract, get through a year, and then force his way out, regardless of what happened. They happen to have a 4-win season. They happen to have a head coaching change. It became perfect. But I think there's a chance that he was, because DeAndre Hopkins was already gone when he signed his contract. So he already knew. I think there's a chance that he knew, and David Mulligetta knew, that he could potentially be someone who got a $27 million signing bonus and still got out and got another extension down the road with more guaranteed money given to him. I think that if it wasn't after year one, I think it may have been year two, but I think their long-term goal was to force their way out. I'm beginning to think this is a potential that maybe after 2 years you could force your way out because there was also no trade clause, so he had all the leverage.
That said, the massages had nothing to do with that.
I think the massage stuff, it further bolstered it. It made it potentially easier.
Yeah.
But I think David Mulligetta looked at this about, hey, I know you're not happy about this. Let's sign the deal now. You get $27 million guaranteed. You have a no trade clause, so you have all the leverage. At any point, if we want to hold out and just demand a trade, we'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was a good conversation that was absolutely had in that camp.
Yep.
And I think that is low rent.
Yeah. I could certainly see it. I don't know, but I could certainly see it. All right. News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 just doesn't get any better. What else doesn't get any better? What doesn't get any worse is you chewing tobacco, okay? There are a lot of health consequences from chewing tobacco, a lot of health consequences. And if you've been doing it for years and years and years, and you're, I don't know, I'm sure she doesn't like it. I'm almost positive. I mean, what wife really like, yeah, put in another dip, that's great. Love to watch you spit cups all over the house. It's, you know, it's smelly. It does. There is an odor to it. There is, you know, the grossness to it. There's the health risk to it. There's a lot of negativity about it. But you still want to chew. Okay, I got it for you. 975dip.com. Go there. You'll find all the flavors that you could possibly want. If you want the tobacco flavor, you got that. They've got the tobacco flavor. But what they got is hemp in a hemp pouch with CBD oil. Okay? And as opposed to being harmful, the CBD oil has, you know, healing qualities to it. So not, you know, it's a way for you to get out off of that dip and into another kind of dip. No tobacco, no nicotine. Okay. So But you're going to get the sensation. You still have that feeling under your lip. You still have the taste that you love. Only you can wean yourself off the tobacco and the nicotine. All you got to do is go to 975dip.com. Try it. Do it. 975dip.com.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5. On ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on The Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
News of the Weird is brought to you by Simple Seats. Better prices, no fees. It's that simple. Lance.
Yes.
Here's something. This isn't weird. Actually, I think this is probably... I think this is just common sense. Morning people, a new study shows that morning people are smarter. Early risers have higher verbal intelligence, debunking previous studies. Do you think that we get up early and therefore we are smarter than everybody else?
I'd say it's been known.
We've been having that knowledge.
We've been having that knowledge, so yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think that there's any question about that. Butt doctor says you shouldn't use toilet paper.
Did you say
paper.
Butt doctor?
He's a butt doctor.
Okay.
Yeah. B-U-T-T doctor. A butt doctor. He says don't use toilet paper. Most of the problems I see with the skin around the anus are due to excess attempts at hygiene.
Did we just say problems around the anus on the show? Is that what I'm
saying? Do you feel like you should stop using...
RJ, did you come from Jacksonville for this?
Do you feel like you should stop using toilet paper?
No. Well, unless you hit those little wipes that some people are really into.
Here is an interview with Jerry Jones. See if you can find out the flaw or the problem that we're going to have here with an interview with Jerry Jones on a Dallas radio station.
We've got help on the way here. Well, Washington's got a good chance to be joining us here real soon. Excuse me.
You all right?
Get me some oxygen.
Jerry Jones. That's the most sense he's made in quite a while, I think. I feel like. Anyway, if you're a cowboy, you kind of feel like...
What?
Like that maybe Jim Crane's like turning into maybe that whole accusation
I'm not doing that. I'm not playing that. I'm not going that far with the Jim Crane thing. That is disconcerting when you say that.
Did you see that the Vikings accidentally saluted a porn star when they were doing their salute to veterans?
No.
They put up on the board, hey, tweet us or text us your veteran. And
somebody tricked them?
And they... A porn star... Who's not that posed as some kind of a soldier?
Yeah,
Vikings. This is my cousin Joel, who served in the army. He's always been an inspiration and someone I looked up to. Heroism. He wasn't porn. He wasn't actually his cousin. He was a porn star. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So there was that. So congratulations to the Vikings for salute to porn stars. That actually happened. You know what else has happened, Lance, is that San Francisco, mm-hmm. the police department wanted their robots to be able to fatally kill people, go in with the robot, and the robot can actually fatally kill. And the government, the city government said, yeah, we'll do that.
San Francisco's flipped now. It must be so bad there that they're like, that's the place that wouldn't even build homes because there were flowers on the side of a hill. And they're like, we can't develop this. There's flowers here.
Yeah.
Now they're like, killing robots. They're good. Let's go.
Go.
We got to get this thing taken care of.
Poop on the street. Here comes a killer robot.
Well, who didn't know killer robots were coming? Yeah. Killer robots have been a favorite for years now.
This is a bad, bad.
It's a bad trend. If San Francisco's already okay with killing robots, we're going killer robots quick.
We're in some trouble. A piglet had to be weaned off of alcohol after its owner fed the pet a diet of wine and crisps. Do you think that the pig wants his wine back? Yes!
Yeah.
I mean, now should we wean him off? Well, how about we just give him Coors Lights? Have you ever given your dog any alcohol?
No, I'm going to never do that.
You're not a good owner.
He only gets whipped cream. What? Yeah, puppuccinos on Saturdays. You get cups of whipped cream at Starbucks, and he just... Yeah, he gets puppuccinos Saturday? On Saturday. That's his special treat day.
Saturday's a
special... Yeah, Splits gets puppuccinos on Saturday, and he knows it. When he's like, Saturday rolls around, and Dad's still on the... He's like, it's light outside, he's here, it's my day. It's my day. He was, of course, he was thinking that was his day on Monday when I was off. He's like, yep, let's go.
It's not Saturday.
It's not Saturday.
You don't know your days.
I know, hey.
Until you learn your days.
Hey.
Okay.
Be trying to, yeah.
Yeah. That seems like, what a great life your dog's living.
Yeah, he lives
waits till Saturday to get whipped cream. Boy, can't wait.
What it's a good life for him.
What a great place to be weaned, to be raised. Leo Fender. You ever heard of Fender guitars?
Yeah. Fender Stratocaster.
Here's a little known fact. He didn't know how to play guitar.
That's news of the weird.
It is news of the weird.
That's news of the weird.
You would think he'd be a great guitarist.
Well, even somebody who makes it. Yeah, you would think anyone who makes a guitar would know a little something about playing.
Yeah, he would know something, you would think. You would think.
Do you know who, all right, for $1,000, do you know who invented the piano?
What was that? It's a famous piano name.
Alvin Piano. His last name is actually Piano, who invented the piano.
You're lying. That's just Alvin Piano. That would be news of the weird.
That would be.
Speaking of dogs, Lance.
Yeah.
Did your dog ever shot you?
Not with a gun.
Well, there was a dog, a 39-year-old man in Turkey, reportedly shot and killed by his own dog after the canine stepped on the trigger of a shotgun and fired it at him.
Wow, what a bad luck that is.
Why are you leaving your loaded gun
around for dogs to shoot
you
with?
For a dog to shoot you. You think the
dog
deserve
that. If you're leaving your guns around for a dog to just blast you.
It feels like a bad idea. I don't know. It just feels like a bad idea to leave your gun around with your dog to step on it.
Yeah.
Cop accused of groping students. A student? Guess what his new job is?
What is it?
Investigating sexual assault. Do you feel like he should know? Isn't that like Catch Me If You Can?
Mm-hmm.
Right? He was at fraud, and then he helped out the government.
He became in the IRS. Yeah, once they finally caught him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After they caught him,
hackers.
Yeah.
Hackers get put in that position all the time, so yeah.
Do you feel like the best guy to investigate sexual assault is a sexual assaulter?
I don't, you know.
Think it'd be a good job for Deshaun when he's done?
Historically, you could say, we could point to all these things like we are. I just feel like they probably shouldn't get that, like, let's just keep him away from that altogether.
Yeah, like.
Should we?
He might get excited. I feel like he'd be excited about his job.
Yeah, that's.
I don't know.
It's one thing to hack a system. It's another it's probably not great.
Yeah. No, probably not. All right, we are done. Paul Gallant is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hope you enjoyed the show, and we will talk to you again tomorrow, everybody. But in the meantime, Lance, you should talk about Liquid Death.
Liquid Death. You know what? While all you guys had your boiled water stuff going on, I was sitting there chilling with my Liquid Death. We got to get to a store and get a water. How about you get a Liquid Death? How about you have it on standby anyway? You should have a big – they've got mountain spring water. They've got sparkling water. They've got some water with agaves for three different flavors out there for you. It comes in a 16-ounce ice-cold tall boy can made of aluminum. And it's fun. Like, it looks awesome. They've got the skull on the melting skull on the front of the can. You can't miss it. Liquid Death in this heavy metal font. And it's a great way to stay hydrated while having some fun. You can have it at kids' birthday parties, at gender reveals, at weddings. Pregnant women are out there drinking it. Drink a big can of Liquid Death after you're done running over at Memorial Park. It's all good. You can work that any way you like. I just know that you can find your Liquid Death if you go to liquiddeath.com/bench. You're going to find out exactly where Liquid Death is located. Now, I can tell you will always find it at 7-Eleven, at Target, and at Kroger's. Make sure that when you're hydrating, you're doing it with Liquid Death so you can brutally murder your thirst with Liquid Death. It's liquiddeath.com/bench.
What do you have to say to everyone who still considers the Astros cheaters?
Your mama.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.